11.3% of the population in America has diabetes. 1.4 million Americans are diagnosed with diabetes every year. The medical cost per year is $237 billion. Diabetes, it's everywhere. This is the Embrace Podcast. Diabetes is everywhere. It affects all age groups, all ethnicities, all walks of life. And on this show, we talk about diabetes awareness, current events and news, tips, advice, motivation. We'll speak with guest speakers. Welcome to the family. This is the Embrace Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another brand new episode of the Embrace Podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. We are on session 4 of the Parenting Masterclass series, where I go through some of my favorite chapters in our brand new guide, the Ultimate Parents Survival Guide. Today is probably my favorite chapter, if not one of them. We break this guide into 3 sections. I'm looking at it right now. Section 1 is the ABCs of type 1 diabetes. Session 2 is mealtime mastery, nutrition, moderation, and strategy. And then session 3 is my favorite because it gets into my kind of favorite corner and topic of type 1 diabetes. And it is T1D and emotional wellness, how to keep your spirits high and your blood sugars low. And this chapter from this section is T1D and proud, owning your uniqueness. And this one is all about embracing your diabetes and owning it. And that encapsulates everything that we do here at Embrace. It encapsulates, you know, what we try to strive for and empower others to do, embracing our diabetes and not being ashamed of it, and again, owning it and just kind of being proud of it and rocking it not letting it hold you back from anything or anyone you want to be. So I really thought it would be important to read this chapter, especially because yesterday was National Diabetes Awareness Day. I hope you had a good day yesterday. I know I did. I always celebrate National Diabetes Awareness Day. It genuinely, to me now, as in my adult years, it feels like a holiday, man. I just feel like that good feeling. It's like during Christmas time, and you know, the weather's cooler now, and I don't know. It's a celebration, man. And I always try my best to reflect, and the way I reflect is by journaling. So I always try to journal for National Diabetes Awareness Day. I reflect, sit there in silence, and just kind of think of what I've learned and things that I want to do with my diabetes, and you know, A1C goals and ways I can do better, and just kind of forcing myself to tell myself that I am proud of myself, at least on Diabetes Awareness Day, because it is something to be proud of, and I can't say that enough. We make over 180 health-related decisions a day. It isn't easy. We have those good days. We have those bad days. We have those late nights. We have those midnight lows or those midnight high blood sugars. Testing yourself is never fun. Injecting is never fun. So we go through a lot, and it's okay to take this day to kind of pat yourself on the back and say, hey, man, I'm killing it. I'm doing my best. I'm learning, and I'm excited to see where this goes. So I hope you had a great Diabetes Awareness Day. Our book is officially out. Our brand new guide for parents is out. It just came out yesterday on National Diabetes Awareness Day. It is called Raising a T1D, the Ultimate Parents Survival Guide. And again, this is where these parenting masterclass sessions have been directly read from. This parenting masterclass is only going to go through November, the Diabetes Awareness Month. And then December, we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled program. So if you like these sessions, if you're learning a little bit, feel free to go check out the guide right now. We have the ebook available. It's only $10. Super cheap. Super worth it, if I might say so myself. And then we're going to have our audiobook version available next month, as well as the physical copies of the book. I'm excited for the physical copies because I plan to do a lot with that. I'm in the works of like putting together a diabetes kind of package, an embrace package with this, with the embrace logbook, embrace identification bracelet, you know, diabetes identification bracelet, maybe like a t-shirt and a checklist, and some activities you and your child can do together, just something to make it, you know, like a whole package. So we're working on that as well, and I hope you guys like this guide, and I hope it is can assist you on your journey. But enough with the blabbering, enough with the yapping, let's get into the chapter. T1D and Proud, owning your uniqueness. Living with type 1 diabetes can present challenges, but it also opens doors to unique opportunities for your child to learn, grow, and shine in remarkable ways. Instead of seeing it as a burden, it's important to encourage your child to embrace it and take pride in it. Diabetes is a part of who they are, and it has played a role in shaping the person they are today, the individual they are becoming, and who they will be in the future. Living with diabetes requires a level of responsibility and maturity beyond one's years, and these qualities will serve your child well in every aspect of their life. They have already learned to be proactive about their health, make smart choices about diet and exercise, and advocate for themselves when needed. These are skills not everyone possesses, and they will pave the way for successes in various areas of life. Having diabetes also makes your child unique, and that's something to celebrate. They have a story to share, and by doing so, they can inspire others and create a positive impact on the world. The empathy and understanding they've gained are rare and precious qualities, making them a valuable friend, family member, and member of society. Rather than feeling ashamed or embarrassed about their diabetes, encourage your child to embrace it and wear it as a badge of honor. They are warriors facing a daily battle to stay healthy and strong. They've conquered obstacles and challenges that many people will never encounter, and that's an achievement worth celebrating. So, when someone asks your child about their diabetes, let them not shy away or feel ashamed. Encourage them to share their story with pride, allowing others to witness the strength and resilience living with diabetes has given them. By doing so, your child may inspire someone else to embrace their unique qualities and take pride in who they are. Together, you and your child can turn the journey of diabetes into a path paved with courage, strength, and positivity. Embracing style, personalizing your embrace gear. Living with diabetes doesn't mean sacrificing style. In fact, it's an opportunity to express yourself and embrace your unique journey. Customizing your diabetes tools and accessories can turn them into personal statements, reminding you that you're in control. Pump and CGM customization. Many insulin pumps and CGM devices now come with customizable options. Choose colors, skins, or decals that resonate with you or your child. It's a fun way to make these essential devices feel less clinical and more like an extension of your personality. Side note, I was gifted by, believe it was Lucas Part-Time Pancreas. They gave me a ton of stickers and decals for my insulin pump. Right now I have Baby Yoda, and I love it. But they also gave me like an Iron Man one and some other ones I can shift through. And I also have silicone cases for my pump. I have hardware cases. So this is totally true. I love that sentence because it's so true. It does feel a lot less clinical. It's a lot less like, this is my machine that makes me stay alive. It's kind of like a fun, like, you're rocking it. You're embracing it. So that's why I love, advocating to customize your equipment. Okay, moving forward. Personalized meters. Blood glucose meters are a constant companion in diabetes management. Some meters allow you to choose the display color or background, adding a touch of personalization. Stickers or decals can be applied for a unique look. Diabetes identification bracelets. Diabetes identification bracelets are not just functional, they can be fashionable too. Explore various styles, materials, and designs. Some brands offer customizable engraving, allowing you to include essential information while adding a personal touch. Diabetes wear. Clothing and accessories designed for diabetes care have come a long way. From diabetes-themed t-shirts to specialized pouches for pump storage, there are numerous options to match your style. Brands like Jerry the Bear offer clothing with integrated pockets to hold devices comfortably. Tech decals and skins. Custom decals and skins for devices add flair without compromising functionality. From superhero themes to abstract designs, you can find or create patterns that resonate with you or your child's interests. Artistic CGM covers. For CGM users, artistic covers are available to add some flair to the sensor. These covers not only protect the device, but also turn it into a canvas for personal expression. Creating DIY accessories. Get creative with do-it-yourself projects. Designing your accessories or creating custom pouches for diabetes gear can be a therapeutic and empowering activity. Positive affirmations. Incorporate positive affirmations or motivational quotes into your customizations. Surrounding yourself with uplifting messages can contribute to a positive mindset. Customizing your diabetes tools is about making them uniquely yours. It's a small but impactful way to turn the daily routine of diabetes management into a celebration of individuality. Remember, embracing diabetes is not just about managing numbers. It's about expressing yourself and finding joy in the journey. Amen to that. Here are a few great places to start. These products not only provide practical utility, but also add a stylish touch to embracing diabetes, a sentiment that resonates perfectly with our mission at Embrace. These are small businesses owned by a person living with diabetes or have a loved one with diabetes that give back to the community and could always use more support. Skin Grip. You can find them at www.skingrip.com or on Instagram at Skin Grip. They offer sturdy, durable, long-lasting, and fashionable patches designed to keep your sensors secure. Their motto is "Diabetes doesn't define you." Hashtag live fearlessly. Tailor-made for those embracing the diabadass spirit. I use Skin Grips for my Guardian sensor, and it never falls off. They offer free samples, too, which you can find on their website. Anti-Insulin Insulin Club. You can find them at www.antiinsulininsulinclub.com or on Instagram at Anti-Insulin Insulin Club. Excuse me. Owned and branded by T1D Jessica Nicole McCauley, they offer a fresh take on diabetes wear and encapsulate taking the power away from diabetes and embracing it. With designs, mugs, t-shirts, stickers, and collections for all ages, the place has something for everyone. I've personally purchased some t-shirts and stickers, and I can confirm that they are excellent quality. Welcome to the cool club, she says. I do love this brand. I really do. They helped us once with a giveaway. I've bought a t-shirt from them, and this is one of the few brands that I can truly say isn't just another cut and copy diabetes, you know, trying to make money off diabetes or another Etsy shop. This is, to me, I think this is creative. It's fresh. It's original. And I truly love their brand and what they're doing over there. So go check them out. Expression Med. You can find them at www.expressionmed.com or on Instagram at Expression Med. Expression Med offers tapes and stickers for diabetes devices that last without fraying or peeling. From festive holiday designs to diabetes-specific stickers for your device, they seamlessly blend fashion with function. Offering over 300 unique designs, there are so many ways to express yourself and embrace your diabetes with style. They've generously offered an exclusive discount code for anyone referred from this guide, so be sure to check them out and make the most of it. Lucas Part-Time Pancreas, another one I can truly and personally vouch for. They are amazing. Amanda is a true part of this community. She is always on our TikTok lives. She has a son with type 1 diabetes, Lucas. And she's just truly part of the Embrace community, and I freaking love her, and she sends me free stuff and super supportive, always engaging with the community. When we're on TikTok Live, she's talking to everybody in the community, chiming in, participating, and she's not one of those people that are just trying to, again, make money off diabetes. No, they're actually in here with us. They're in this community. She has a child with type 1 diabetes, so I can't recommend her place enough. Great stuff. she has designs like, again, from like Star Wars to Marvel, and that's me right there. That is where I live and I thrive, and that nerdy stuff. So, and they also have stuff like the latest Disney movies, stuff for kids, stuff for adults, man. Like, they have some great stuff. You can find them at www.etsy.com/shop/parttimepancreas or on Instagram at LucasPartTimePancreas, and that's Lucas with a K. And then let me read you what I have in the guide. It says, Lucas Part-Time Pancreas is here to create and provide fun decor for your diabetes tech. Amanda has been supporting Embrace since the very beginning. As a T1D parent herself, she knows exactly what a child with T1D is looking for when wanting to customize their gear. This mom and pop dynamic duo offers designs ranging from the latest Disney movie, to edgier designs that encapsulate exactly what we all feel about diabetes. I just know you'll be able to find a sticker or patch that piques your T1D warrior's interest. Let's show our appreciation to a fellow T1D parent for their years of support and giving them that same love. One second. My bad. Okay. Angel IDs. You can find them at www.angel-ids.com or at angel_IDs. This one is a great one. Why? Because they touch on a lot of things that I always try to advocate for. One of them being wearing medical identification bracelets or necklaces. And the great part is that they're a non-profit organization that gives them away for free. Isn't that amazing? Like, isn't that so cool? Like, they're not trying to make a profit at all. They literally are a nonprofit that gives these things away for free. And to me, that's amazing because it is empowering you to wear them. It's like encouraging you to wear them because you have no excuse at that point. Like, they'll give you one for free. So I love that. Their website is super professional, super informative. I was looking through it to kind of get some information for the guide, and I was super impressed. But let me read you what I have here. It says, Angel IDs is a nonprofit organization providing free medical alert IDs for newly diagnosed diabetic children, teens, and young adults. The owner not only takes pride in being a parent of a T1D, but also understands the challenges of living with diabetes firsthand. So she also has T1D. Their mission statement: we want to provide medical alert IDs to newly diagnosed children and teens with type 1 diabetes. With a new diagnosis of type 1 diabetes comes so many things to worry about. We want this to be one less thing. Safety for diabetic children is our number one concern. When your child is away from home, you can rest assured that if an emergency arises, emergency personnel will know just what to do for your child. Medical alert IDs remove the guesswork, and every type 1 diabetic child and teen should have one. If your child was recently diagnosed, please contact them and they'd be happy to provide a new ID for no charge. You heard that right. No charge. So yeah, and again, they are another one that is super supportive of Embrace in this community. And again, I can't vouch for them enough. They're great. Look at what they do. They have a great mission. Both the mom and son both have diabetes. Like, what else can I say about that? Amazing, beautiful stuff. And I love to see someone truly, truly, truly helping out the diabetes community. And really, this is really making it a better place. So I love that. Shout out to Angel IDs. Next, in quotations, how can living with type 1 diabetes benefit my child? Great question. Side note, sprinkled all throughout this guide are quotations. Like, these are questions that I imagine you're asking yourself. So we have one like, how can living with type 1 diabetes benefit my child? Or what does a low blood sugar look like? Or how do I go about an IHP or 504 plan at my school? Or what kind of questions should I be asking my endocrinologist? We have quotes and questions that I know newly diagnosed or parents of newly diagnosed diabetics are asking themselves. So those are sprinkled everywhere. This one is the silver lining of type 1 diabetes, positive outcomes for your child. Living with type 1 diabetes can present a variety of challenges for children and their families. However, it is important to remember that there are many things that children can learn, earn, and grow from the experiences. Here are some of the positives of having and living with type 1 diabetes. Responsibility. Children with type 1 diabetes learn at a young age how to take care of their health and well-being. This includes checking their blood sugar levels, administering insulin injections, or managing an insulin pump, and making healthy food choices. Learning these skills can help children develop a sense of responsibility and self-care that can carry over into other areas of their lives. Now, for each of these ones, we go into an explanation, just how I kind of just explained right now. We have the word, of course, responsibility, and then it goes a little bit deeper into why I believe they earn that trait or their skill. But you're going to have to go buy the guide to be able to see each of these definitions, just because we are running a little bit over time right now. So if you are, you know, you want the full experience, go check them out. But the list goes as responsibility, resilience, empathy, problem-solving skills, self-advocacy, appreciation for health, and appreciation for health. So, again, you're asking yourself, how can living with type 1 diabetes benefit my child? And they will learn responsibility, resilience, empathy, problem-solving skills, self-advocacy, and appreciation for health. Lastly, Frederick's Takeaway. If you don't know what Frederick's Takeaway is, it is Frederick's moment to shine. This is when our mascot, Frederick the Pancreas, comes in and kind of just summarizes the chapter in a sweet little nugget of fun and personality. So if you ever want to just kind of flip through the guide and see those bullet points, it's a great way to do so. But Frederick's Takeaway. While living with... Oh, wait, sorry. Never mind. Recap, rewind. Anyways, Frederick's Takeaway. While living with type 1 diabetes can be challenging, there are also opportunities for personal growth and development. Children with type 1 diabetes can learn important life skills such as self-advocacy and self-care and develop a strong sense of resilience and perseverance. Families can also become more connected and supportive through the shared experiences of managing type 1 diabetes. And that is the chapter. That's the chapter of T1D and Proud, owning your uniqueness. Beyond that, for section 3, we go into our next chapter, which is connecting with the T1D tribe and finding Dia Buddies, discovering camps, support groups, and more. We also have empowering your child to manage their type 1 diabetes and achieving independence. And then we start to conclude the guide with one of my favorite chapters, and this is how I'm going to end the Parenting Masterclass at the end of November. But this one's called You Can't Pour from an Empty Cup, Prioritizing Your Own Health as a T1D Parent. And this one's all about, again, obviously, prioritizing your health as a T1D parent, because you can't be the best you can be or what your child needs you to be if you aren't taking yourself seriously and if you are not, you know, doing a little bit of self-care yourself. So we go into all about that and how to do that, and some tips and tricks and things like that. So that's one of my favorite chapters. We're going to end the series with that one. But a lot of good stuff in here. Again, I know I'm getting annoying about it, but this is a chunky one too. It's 152 pages of knowledge and goodness, and I took into account my experiences, what I wish I knew, what I've learned the hard way, and I want you to learn the easy way. And one of my favorite kind of little small details is I am not a reader myself. I hate reading. I tried to be a better reader. I'm making steps to read every day. And right now I'm reading Arnold Schwarzenegger's book, and it's great. But it's the only reason I'm reading it is here are my little secret tips for the way I go about reading is I try to find books with a little bigger text, you know what I'm saying? And I try to look for books with a lot of spaces and breaks, and short chapters, because then it makes me feel like I'm making more progress than when I open a book and it's just paragraphs and paragraphs and no breaks, and the next chapter is in like 13 pages. So I took that into account, and I made it to where it's just bite-sized stuff, man. Like, the paragraphs are literally have spaces in between them, so it's like a paragraph. I'd literally hit enter twice, and then another paragraph. Like, it's just easy, digestible, bite-sized. It's super unintimidating, and that was my goal, because I knew it was gonna be a little bit of a longer guide, so I can cover everything. But I wanted to make it as digestible as possible, so I hope that helps. I know for myself, when I look at a book again and see just paragraphs on paragraphs and pages just full of words, I'm like, I could be on TikTok right now, and I don't want to be reading. And but I try to make it a little bit funner for you guys. So that's it for this week. Go check out the book, man. The guide is available right now on www.theembracefoundation.org. I encourage you to check it out. Even if you're not a parent of a type 1 diabetic, even if you're not a parent of a newly diagnosed type 1 diabetic, go ahead and get you one to support me. I'll say it. To support me and to support the foundation, all proceeds go back into our organization to send out more packages every week. So show me some love, man. Go order and donate to Embrace in the process. And yeah, put a lot of time into this. I'm not going to lie. I put a lot of effort into making sure this was perfect for you in your journey. I tried my best not to miss one single detail. Every single drive to and from work, I was thinking of, what can I add? What am I missing? What is something I wish I knew? And that was a process that took weeks, months, until I had everything jotted down. And even then, I'd be like, oh, what a great idea, and type it in my notes. I'd be going 65 on the freeway and type, no, I'm just kidding. You thought I was serious for a second, huh? You really thought? No, I'm just kidding. But I would just always be thinking of new chapters to add, because I don't want to miss anything. You know, I wanted it to be perfect. So go check it out. 10 buckaroonies. I think 10 beans is acceptable. I think 10 beans is acceptable. But go check it out. Love you guys. Have a great week. Have a great month. It is National Diabetes Awareness Month. We celebrated National Diabetes Awareness Day yesterday. And it was great. I'm so excited and happy to be celebrating this month with you. And I truly hope you're proud of yourself. Reflect on what we talked about today, and don't let it be one of those things where it's like you're just listening to a podcast. No, in order to actually learn something, in order to actually make it a part of your skill set, you have to put it into practice. So do one of these things that we talked about today. Customize your pump, customize your CGM, embrace your uniqueness, own it, be proud of it. It's who you are. And recognize all the things that you can learn and grow from diabetes. But have a great week. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you as always. I will see you back here next Wednesday for another fresh episode. I will be in Georgia. I'm leaving in like 3 days. I'm going to be gone for about 2 weeks. And I'm going to be working on the audiobook version with my mom when I go over there. So look forward to that. Again, have a great week. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of the Embrace Podcast. You can follow Embrace on Instagram at Embrace3Movement or on TikTok at Embrace3. If you or someone you know has diabetes and needs supplies, you can visit their website at TheEmbraceFoundation.org and fill out a supplies request form. We'll see you back here every other Wednesday for a fresh new episode of the show. Until then, embrace, endure, and overcome diabetes. You are not alone.